Mikhail Gorbachev was elected Soviet leader on March 11, 1985. At 54, he was the youngest member of the ruling Politburo that voted him into power. For the next 6 years, he instituted policies that drastically altered the course of history and ultimately brought about the demise of the Soviet Union. On the domestic front, those policies were known as glasnost, or openness, and perestroika, or restructuring. In foreign affairs, Mr. Gorbachev's reforms were known as new thinking. Experts say Mr. Gorbachev understood that the Soviet Union could no longer use its military force to increase its influence in the outside world. And in order to create a new foreign policy that could be sustained economically, Mr. Gorbachev realized that Moscow would have to, in some areas, retrench. Archie Brown, Russia expert and professor emeritus at the University of Oxford, says one of those areas was Afghanistan, where Soviet troops have been fighting Mujahideen guerrilla forces since December 1979.
Gorbachev, in 1979, when the Soviet intervention took place, he met with Shevardnadze. At that time, both of them were on the fringes of the top leadership, and they had not been involved in that decision, and they both agreed it was a disastrous mistake. Now, they didn't say so in Moscow at the time, at meetings there, because if they had, that would have put an immediate stop to their political careers.
Shortly after becoming Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev named Eduard Shevardnadze foreign minister. And, says Archie Brown, Mr. Gorbachev wanted to get Soviet troops out of Afghanistan.
He didn't want to do it in such a way that it looked like a defeat. He had the same problem that leaders of other countries have had when many lives of their own young men have been lost. How do you explain to the mothers of these, or fathers for that matter, of these boys, that their deaths had been in vain? So he was trying to get a negotiated retreat. But nevertheless, he took a firm decision that all Soviet troops would be out by February 1989, and they were.
John Parker, Russia expert with the National Defense University, says Mr. Gorbachev also embarked on a radical policy regarding the Soviet military.
He moved to cut the size of the Soviet army. That was another thing that people just couldn't believe he would do. But before long, we saw the numbers start to come down.
Mr. Gorbachev's new thinking on foreign policy spread to Eastern Europe, where people were clamoring for an end to communist rule. In July 1989, the Soviet policy to intervene to prop up communism was replaced by what one Gorbachev advisor described as the Sinatra Doctrine, based on the singer's popular song, My Way. In other words, the advisor said East European countries were now able to go their own way, politically and economically, without fear of invasion by Soviet troops. Archie Brown and others say Mr. Gorbachev's non-interventionist policy ultimately led to the fall of the Berlin Wall on November 9, 1989.
Because of the time difference, it happened while Gorbachev and other members of the Politburo were asleep in their beds in Moscow. But the next day, Gorbachev told the East German ambassador they'd done the right thing in not trying to stop them, not using force. And he accepted, remarkably readily, the fall of the wall and subsequent unification of Germany.
In October 1990, Mikhail Gorbachev was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. 14 months later, he resigned as Soviet leader, experts say a victim of forces he unleashed, but ultimately could not control. Andrei Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.